This is Brother Clarence Thomas. He's one of the gospel folks who do the overnight, even the overnights for Saturday morning.
Wasn't he on the Mod Squad?
That's Link Hayes, wasn't it?
No, but what was it? Wasn't it Clarence Thomas?
No, that was the he was the judge. The judge with the pubic hair on the court. Why are we talking about this? There's a religious guy on the phone. Let's get him on here before we get into real trouble. Hello, Brother Clarence Thomas. How are you?
Well, I'm just fine. How
and you forgive you? Us for our sins, right?
This is Read the Word host.
Read the Word. When is Read the Word on WGBB?
Well, we come on from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Sunday morning, 7 to 8. I can hear that in your voice. You've got that preacher kind of, oh, we got the thing.
Well, yeah. Everybody tells
7 a.m.
How long have you been on the station?
Oh, about 20 years.
Wow. Congratulations. Do you have your own church or something like that? Or?
Well, I go to church.
Okay.
So you've been waking people up on Sunday mornings for 20 years?
I go to Baptist Church, Freeport, Long Island, New York, where our pastor is the Reverend Dr. Eric Charles Millett, the Vice Moderator of Nassau County.
Vice Moderator? What is that?
Well, that's contained to the ushers, because I am an usher, so he is the Vice Moderator.
Well, see, I've ushered off Broadway, but I think that's something around a little bit different.
Yeah.
Anyway, are you married? Do you have kids?
I've been married, and I have kids, and I have grandchildren. I have great-grand.
No, wait, you were allowed to get divorced?
Yes, he's not a Catholic.
He's Baptist.
I'm a Baptist.
So Baptists can get...
John the Baptist said you can get divorced.
Oh.
Well. That's when, did you see the funniest video where a kid jumped into the baptismal thing?
No, what happened?
Oh, he jumped into the, he did a cannonball into the baptismal pool.
That must have been a font of humor. Anywho, but
font of humor.
Was it on YouTube or something? Or?
No, it was on America's Funniest Home Videos.
By the way, I'm Dave Lefkowitz, that's Jeff Goodman, and we're on the phone with, is it Pastor Clarence Thomas or
I'm not
brother?
A pastor, I'm a brother.
Brother Clarence Thomas.
Clarence Thomas Sr.
But
wasn't
he on the who was the guy on the Mod Squad?
I'm telling you, it was Clarence Williams III.
Oh,
that's who it
right,
was.
That's
there.
Right.
Why do you keep thinking it was Link? Anyhow, what are your hopes for...
character name.
What are your hopes for 2007, Brother Thomas?
Well, I hope 2007 be better than 2006.
Was 2006 bad?
No, it was great.
Oh, good.
I had a lot of listeners, and I still have a lot of listeners.
Will you plug out show so
and
we can
I have
two
a
listeners?
Few sponsors, and everything is... going well.
Well, that's good.
And your listeners will listen to Dave's Gone By at Sundays at 11 o'clock?
I doubt that highly.
Well, since they're up at 7 in the morning, will you stop waking them up so early?
Do you warn listeners against the sin of listening to my program? You should. But, so what good things happened in your life in 2006? More
what'd you get for Christmas?
Yeah, okay, nice. Nice question, Jeff.
What I got for Christmas? Yeah, I got a gold necklace.
Ooh. Yeah. Bling. You got bling.
Nice.
You should bling it to the station. We'll take it from you.
Yeah, no, I want to keep it. It looks nice. Yeah.
And what else?
Well, I got a lot of other stuff like...
I thought you had great-grandkids. If they were so great, they'd
I
get you more
I do have great-grand. I have grandchildren, then I have great-grand.
How old are you, if you don't mind my asking?
I don't mind. I'm
45.
I'm 72.
God bless.
Yeah,
that's pretty darn good. And you're in good health, Knockwood?
Yeah.
All right, thank God. We can all thank God.
I'm like 32 and look like I'm 80. It's horrible.
I got a birthday coming up in February.
Oh,
February the 4th.
2-4.
And I'll be I'll be 73.
Ooh.
Well, if you're 72 now, it does make sense that February 4th.
But you know what's a great... February 4th.
I'm looking forward to 73.
All right.
February 4th is a great birthday to have in 1968.
Yeah.
Why?
Because then it's 2-4-6-8.
Oh, how cute.
Who do we appreciate?
Mm-hmm. Brother Thomas. That's who we appreciate.
And by the way, love your English muffins.
It's a different, some different Thomas.
Isn't that, remember they had the commercial?
Was it Brother Thomas? I don't know.
I don't know.
But, so what made you get into radio as
well,
doing this?
Well, I got into it because when I joined Greater Second Baptist Church, there was a guy there, an usher, And mm-hmm. he was going to, well, at that time it was WNYG,
right.
Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
And he invited me to come out with him. And then he went off the air. Then I loved it so good till I decided to get my own time out there with Brother Tom Ross.
Brother Tom Ross?
Well, yeah, the engineer.
I never heard him referred to as that. And he has a brother.
Yes, well, anyway, he's our engineer.
Yeah, he's great.
And me and him started just about the same time.
Oh, cool.
Right.
Well, I want to wish you a very, very happy and healthy and good New Year and good times at the station and continue doing your program. Please remind people again what it is and when it's on.
Yeah. Well, we come on from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. every Sunday morning.
Every Sunday morning.
WGBB 1240, Freeport, the station that serves your community.
Oh, nice.
For information and inspiration.
That's right.
And we also...
And a little perspiration.
We also on the website.
AM 1240, WGBB.com.
So away, don't get such a big head on.
Well, happy New Year. Thank you very much for calling in.
All right.
And may 2007 bring you just a little closer to heaven.
Yes.
Nice.
All
Thanks,
right.
man. Bye-bye
God
now.
God bless you.
You too. Bye.